Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
For lifers?
For lifers.
It's the Drewski shirt.
Oh, okay.
Am I confusing pro lifers with for lifers?
Pro lifers is right. Insane.
Yes, you're 100%.
Oh, we're not doing that.
That's what I was confused by. That's what I was like when I saw your shirt. I was like, yo, for lifers is crazy. You're like, nah, it's for Drewski. And I was like, maybe I'm mistaken.
Yeah, you are. I see you got your hair did and everything.
I did it myself. You like it?
You did not do it yourself.
Damn, so you ain't got no hang time.
I did do it myself. You like what? What do you mean?
We got hang time.
Yeah, I doubt your work. But it looks nice though. I'll give you that. Did you have expectations of me hosting this?
Oh, you got the
that definitely.
Oh, you piece of shit. You can do the emo. See, what's up with you? That's all right. I got my bag. Emo. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome back.
Ooh.
So now, yeah. Steal your shit. So now, what's going on, y'all? What's happening? It's the Geeked Up crew. Ooh, look at this. You know, man, running with a starting five today. Let's get it. High energy, guys. High energy. You know, man, I'm 150, your co-host, Swaggy Q, aka Sasuke, in the building. You know, man, Katon. You know, man. They try to tell me how my story's supposed to go. Ooh. Nah, I'm going to do my own thing.
The only reason I wanted the host was to see if you're going to do that.
I'm going to do it. You goddamn right. Yeah. I don't need to, you know, man, I can start it off myself. Oh, man. Mm. But, you know, let me throw the rock to one of my greatest haters / like motivators. You know, like I said, he compliments my jokes. He hates my jokes. You know, he pushes me to be a better, you know, hoster, as you would say. Let's hear it for Mr. Baby D. Itachi in the building. What's going on?
What's up, y'all? Happy Thanksgiving. I'm about to say Christmas.
Nigga, that was dead. Yeah, I'm about to say, that was dead.
Like
a week late.
You're actually, like, I think, doesn't this clip? My bad.
No, I'm about to say no. Keep running over my intro. Sorry. So now I'm playing. But you know what? Hey, let's get it out the way. Lil Uzi hurt. Philly's 10-1. Fuck y'all still. What's up, man? How you doing?
What's up? It's your boy Lil Uzi Hurt, aka am I a bad person if on days where it's like 30 outside I root for global warming? Does that make me a bad person?
Yeah.
Probably does.
Right. I was gonna say make you being a Philly fan makes you a bad person. Because you know that was a holding pass interference on that last play, but we'll skip past that. Hold up. Smell something in the kitchen. Is that the chef in the building? Right, what it do, man? How you doing, sir? That's crazy. Because you can definitely make a sandwich out of that. All right, that's going to be a topic soon. But, you know, we'll get to that in a second. But, you know, last but least, you know, supposed to have my back on here. But let's see how he rocked today. He might be phony. You know, it's not your nephew. It's not your cousin. Not the nigga down the block. Who is it, man?
What up, Cibor Roy? And
hey, don't do me like that. Whoa. Don't do me like that again. See, this is you already starting off bad. I gave you the ill intro, and it was like the mean delay. Like, yo, what's up? Like, come on, nigga. Like,
well, I got on that shit. With it. No flair.
God, that's gotta be smooth with it.
No,
I see what bullshit y'all niggas on. All right, we're gonna wake it up in this spot. First things first, man. How was y'all Thanksgiving? You're 30 now. How was it?
Hmm.
How was the vibes? Talk to me. Who wants to go first? Nobody rush, please, by all means.
I was getting my out the way. Damn, shit.
I'm on y'all next. Cool.
Thanksgiving was cool. You know, I feel like Thanksgiving, you know, it's a wasteful ass holiday because they're about to have the same food on Christmas.
Why you speak first? Because we already know how you feel about Thanksgiving. Like, you don't respect it enough.
It's getting out the way.
That's a fact.
Do you like complaining about getting days off? Like, it's so strange to me. Like,
No. I'm with the days off. Just saying, niggas be like, oh my God, Thanksgiving. I can't wait to eat this food. You can make that. You can make all of it.
Hold on. We're not doing that.
That's wild.
We're not doing that.
I can't wait for this time of year to have some fucking turkeys. Like, nigga, they sell that at the grocery store every day. It's not yearly. It's fine.
Get that hate out, up dog.
No, I actually agree with this where, like, I don't understand people's, like, fake liking of turkey for, like, 2 weeks. Like, they pretend, like, oh, yeah, I want to, like, eat turkey on Thanksgiving. No, you don't. because you have it and you're like, oh yeah, it's dry as hell. That's why I don't eat this the entire rest of the year.
You eating?
Like, I'd have talk some dry ass turkey.
Talk to him, chef. Like, talk to him, chef.
Not my house, but like some places I've been.
Out here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's not great. And,
man, fuck out.
But either way, we're not eating turkey the rest of the year. Not a baked turkey. Like, you're not doing that. Don't lie to yourself.
Okay,
you
but y'all are acting like turkey is like the number one thing.
It's the main course of the meal.
It's the one that we're talking about, but it's not like I don't look forward to, oh, let me get that turkey. No, I want the stuffing, the mac and cheese, the ham. You know what I'm saying?
But you have mac and cheese at cookout. All good. Y'all good.
It's not the same. It is not the same. Especially with the stuffing, dog. The stuffing what really switches it up, bro. Like,
that has to be addressed because you named stuffing first, and that's crazy. And real quick, is it stuffing or dressing?
Exactly. That's kind of the problem. It's not everyone's number one, but that's one of the Thanksgiving. Like, when else are you going to buy that box of fucking stuffing or dressing? You won't ever see that a fucking aisle of that shit only except for Thanksgiving.
It's stuffing when it's in the pan, and I think it's dressing when it's shoved inside of the turkey.
Shouldn't it be the other way?
Whatever.
Yeah, shouldn't it be like, stuffing in inside of
maybe it's the other way.
Yeah. Dead him. You're not that smart. Dead him.
Anyway, oh shit.
Which one of y'all loves Thanksgiving and had a good Thanksgiving?
I had a great Thanksgiving. Honestly, I kept it local.
Look at this man. One of the seven deadly sins right there.
That's not gluttony.
My man don't eat 12 plates in a day. Only on this holiday.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
We haven't even got to it yet. But it's
my G.
Exactly. Like, there's gonna be a certain
like, bro, Scrooge. Get out of here, bro. Like, we know you don't
Scrooge.
Like Scrooge.
Wrong holiday, sir. See,
who's your Thanksgiving patron? Scrooge at Thanksgiving out this bitch.
Absolutely.
But. To Spicer's point, I do have a question because, like, this is like the first Thanksgiving. Normally, I do two Thanksgivings every year, no matter what. I got to go to my parents' house and we go to my girl's house every year. So we always got to eat two plates. This year, she was like, hey, my aunt lives 30 minutes away. I'm also about to go there. I said, nah. Me and her stepdad, like, nah, I ain't going down there, dog. Like, I'm not. Damn. Like, what's your limit? You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I'm like, dog, I think two houses might be my limit. Because third house, I'm not about to eat a third plate. And do I really want to take the food on my like that? Though?
What time you get into the first house?
My parents,
that's a fact.
Fucking southern as hell. My parents, my grandma cooks that food from like fucking noon. 3 o'clock, two o'clock, early as hell, though. Like, exactly. You gotta go make your little walk, and then you eat your plate, and you're ready to go and take a nap. But guess what?
Now
you're
going to
another house
and watch football
to go then get another plate at your girl's house, eat that, or try and eat that, and not trying to, you know, waste people's food and look crazy.
Are y'all wasted on Thanksgiving?
Nah, I don't do
that. What you mean?
Not trashed, but buzzed. Like, that's the key.
Nah, like my family was so bad, like they were like, oh, DeAndre, we'll get some more liquor. And I went like, to the liquor store. I didn't know that shit was closed on Thanksgiving, but liquor stores are definitely closed. And I couldn't find. They were so mad that I brought back Buzz Balls. I was like, I don't know what you guys want for me.
Wow.
You brought back thoughty drinks?
Yeah, I was like, well, what you want, son? What, 40s? So I bring back 40s?
Oh, shit. Damn.
People's families do get fucked up, though. They do get fucked up. Like.
If you got Friday off, shit, fuck it.
Do y'all get fucked up on Wednesday? Because apparently that's the thing too. You get fucked up the night before.
That feels weird.
Nah, I've never done that. That's a holiday thing to do.
Families in town Wednesday. Because when I have a hangover, bro, I can't eat shit the next day. I can't eat shit the next day when I have a hangover, bro.
Like, yeah, having a hangover on Thanksgiving is crazy.
If you're making rounds to, like, you know, you're making your rounds on Thanksgiving, what's the longest that you can stay, like, per house? Like, what's the minimum, like, time that you have to stay where it's not like, all right, you just a trifling ass nigga just, like, scooping by and just, you know.
At least food. 2 hours.
Bro. How comfortable are you?
2 hours?
How comfortable?
At least 2 hours.
Really,
you gotta greet. You said how?
Hour is too short. An hour too short.
2 hours, bro.
Hour 30 is pretty good. You know what I'm saying? You there from 3 to 4:30?
Yeah, I was gonna be like 90 minutes in and out.
90 minutes in and out. Uzi, savings and shit. What's brown Thanksgiving like?
All right, yo.
I mean, it's mostly the same. Right, man, it really is. It's like, it's not like anybody, nobody's actually like going around doing like giving, like thinking about like the Native American. We're not doing any of that shit. So it's all just people getting together on a day off to go eat. That's mostly it. And we're watching football too, so it's fine.
Do you guys, like, what food do you guys make? Because like Abdul just makes lasagna and like other American food
and like American food, yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
like Middle Eastern food, American food.
Oh, y'all niggas lit.
Like just American food.
Yeah. Lasagna is wild, bro. Yes.
Lasagna is like, crazy.
Might as well just made some meatloaf.
Life is over.
Oh, bro,
fuck it.
Hold on.
Make the most American meal possible. Make the green bean casserole. I got it.
Nah, I'm trying to remember. I don't remember it.
That sounds like a crazy casserole to have. Hash brown.
Nah, I know y'all saw that TikTok when that white lady was like, I made water chestnut or something like that casserole. It was something with water in it. I was like, everybody was like, what the fuck is that? Ooh. Like water macaroni salad or something like that.
I didn't make that up. It's out there somewhere. Look for it.
This is true based off. I just watched the videos of the Everybody's So Creative lady who just watches people make the most disgusting shit in the world on TikTok. You haven't seen that lady? It's the best.
No. Yes, the southern white lady and her son. And he's like, no. Like, yeah, mom, what you doing?
No, not that. Who? Like, it's a black lady who watches different, like, usually white ladies on TikTok cook some of the most disgusting food in the world. Like, it's real nasty. That they think is, like, a great recipe.
Oh, no. That's like, I saw the one lady that was, like, said the one-pan Thanksgiving dinner. And you put the...
What?
The turkey... She put like poured some stuffing in the box, pushed it in the turkey, put like mac and cheese. Like she literally put the entire meal in a pan and threw
made
it in the
turducken
oven
with sides.
Bro, like, yes, and then put that joint in the oven. It was like, look, it's one meal, you're done, and da da da.
Nasty,
yo.
I don't even know how to cook, and I know that's wrong.
Speaking of knowing how to cook, all right, what is the proper way to make mac and cheese, because I've been seeing all types of wrongness, like niggas putting cream of mushroom, niggas putting cream of chicken, they put broccoli, and just putting all type of nonsense in their mac and cheese. Which Merle, how do y'all get down? What y'all do?
Truth be told, mac and cheese is not my vibe, so I might have to pass the rock on this one. Yeah.
Your name is cheese.
Yo, all right, look, that's a nickname for some other shit. That's because niggas is dickheads. I don't just get the flocking for a slice of cheddar. Like, I hate y'all niggas. If I was to divulge, I mean, the way I'm saying it, you know, you boil your noodles, you know, you get everything all situated right, you know, then.
I just want to know, you get the family recipe or not?
No, I don't. I don't got it.
This is a lost art, my fellow blacks. All right,
you have a chef. You have a chef on the hill. You have a chef on the pod. Ask that nigga.
The nigga don't eat chef cheese. On the pod.
He can't. Yeah, I don't eat cheese.
I don't even really know how to call him a chef. He don't eat cheese.
I'll eat Alfredo.
Oh, hey, don't. Hey, that's disrespectful. Watch it.
Wait.
What you guys?
That's disrespectful.
Would you say? Wait. What did you say, Spicer?
Oh, that's your cutoff.
Yeah.
That's Italian
mac and cheese.
I slip over it. I'm good.
That's Italian like mac and cheese. Dead ass. Oh.
I mean, I it probably.
If
is,
I ever find out either amazing. One of y'all niggas is eating chitlins, I swear to God. That one hands. No, dead ass.
Ain't that black. That's where you probably tear a bowl up.
I'm not that black, son.
Rory is from Alabama. What you mean?
Yeah.
That shit like some ramen noodles.
They asked me over at my girl's house. They're like, you eat chitlins? Or your family eat chitlins? I was like, you know what? I'm not going to say I don't eat chitlins.
Disgusting face, right? With the most disgusting
face. I'm from Alabama. So there's a possible. It's possible. I've definitely not seen some pig feet. I never ate it, but I definitely don't see some pig feet. But to DeAndre's point, I don't make mac and cheese, but from what I've seen, you need to have like four different kinds of cheeses. It's not supposed to be the little store-bought you know, string cheese shit. You're supposed to get you some real, like, cheddar, gouda, all that other bullshit, and you're supposed to, like, scrape that bitch into a bowl. I don't fucking know how to do it. And then, whatever else the fuck you're supposed to do. Basically, you're supposed to make
this nigga.
I don't see my girl do it. But that shit was a process. Like, she had to get the family recipe from her dad and then destroy the kitchen to make one pan of fucking mac and cheese. Like,
oh, shit.
Y'all see my kitchen. That's actually nice pretty kitchen. Hard to do, but
it's a nice kitchen.
There's a lot of space in there.
Do y'all be hosting? Do y'all think y'all old enough to host Thanksgiving? Like, y'all 30s. Mm. Some of us are past.
Does hosting
30.
Mean you have to cook?
Hosting means you got to cook, you got to produce the liquor, the games, the TV, everything.
Why does it have to be an age thing?
What do you mean? I'm not going to no 20-year-old's house for Thanksgiving.
Maybe that's kind of
that's an age limit. You got to be at least past 35, maybe.
We all going to sit in your apartment? You going to cook for us?
Yeah.
That's
crazy, just
you are a judgment.
We're not going to do Thanksgiving here, but we did do, like, my niece's first birthday party here last year, and it was, like, 20, 30 people here. So it can be done. But the cooking part, yeah.
How was the anxiety?
Reinforcements. It's a bitch, bro. Events aren't easy, dog. It's not mm-hmm. easy. It's good seeing everybody happy and all that stuff. That's not
you
easy.
You ain't
Thanksgiving,
happy.
That's a lot of pressure. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Going from room to room, checking in on people, making sure everything's situated and shit like that. Gotta make sure the drinks, you know, replenished, ice cold, food, beverage, everything's out. Like,
making sure the beer pong, game downstairs is good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Watching people spill shit on your carpet and not get pissed off.
And throw motherfuckers out your house. Down on the hill.
Red cup of juice in your shit.
What? While your man records it off your mouth, off his bath. While your man records you off his bath, yo, like, look at him throw that nigga out.
Yeah. You got to be security for your own event.
That's crazy. Salute. Salute. My man got his ass up out of there. Oh, man.
I said we had a geeked up thing. We crash his house.
I'll bring the okra.
Yeah, no, okra.
Yeah, this
fire,
nigga
bro.
Said.
I don't know why
okra.
Like that shit.
I don't like okra.
Oh shit, man! Oh, I thought you were running point. You want me to still run point? You kept doubling it, jumping. All right, fine.
I know we were switching.
What do you want me to do? What you want to do? We can keep. We can go back and forth. I like that. Pause.
All right, pass it around. Throw it here.
All right, yeah. Shoot. There you go.
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't want to do food. I want to take that back.
Sounded like dojo vibe.
That sounded so corny. Like, I regretted doing that. I was like, that wasn't manly enough. Let's edit that one out, please.
I was going to, but now I don't know if I want to. Like,
yo, nigga, this is what I'm talking about.
I was like, I don't know. I just needed just to see this.
My goodness. The Rock. Take it. Oh, my God.
All right, so movie and TV news. We finally got our casting for Mr. Fantastic. And it's not a white man this time. It's Pedro Pascal. And the internet was kind of like, yay. And also, because Pedro Pascal does not fit a Mr. Fantastic, like, character whatsoever.
Senor Fantastic now?
Senior Fantastic fits, yeah. That's
what? All right, you know what? I'm sorry.
No, but like, so he got casted as Mr. Fantastic, and right behind him, they cast the Silver Surfer, who is, you know, like one of the main protagonists for Fantastic Four. And they did a gender swap, and Anna Taylor-Joy, I don't know, she has three names, is going to be playing the Silver Surfer. And all the internet's like, also like, why? Like,
what?
Like right, for what? What's the reasoning behind these two different castings? I'm all for diversity rules, son. I'm all for diversity, but sometimes just like, who is this really for? You know,
was he silver the whole? Is he silver the whole time?
Yes.
Like when he becomes a villain, he's silver the whole time.
He's silver the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. Word.
Talk about a queen's gambit.
Nah.
No.
No.
You literally just said the name of the show. Like, you didn't even do a pun. That's just the name of the show.
Yeah. You know, but I think she's gonna smoke it. So no. Oh, no, I mean, I can dig the different, you know, female rendition. I mean, hey, man, the last one we got a black Johnny Storm, so fuck it.
Yeah, we didn't ask for, we're like, yo, we want a black Johnny Storm. We're like, no, we want just a black character. Like, nobody wants Hispanic Reed Richards. Who the fuck? Reed Richards as a Hispanic man does not make sense. Just make a whole different character Richard. At that point. No. Like, no... That's like asking for a black Peter Parker, right? No one wants a black Peter Parker. We'd rather just have Miles Morales, a whole different character. You're kind of just like pandering to like a modern audience. Different
multiverse ones. This suit is going to look crazy. That suit is going to look wild.
I'll be honest. Oh, my bad. I was just going to say, I never have cared as much about the race swapping one. I don't particularly love it, but I don't care that much about it. The gender one is the one I have a problem with. It's like, why? Silver Surfer is a guy. Like, just why, like, that's the ones I just have more of a problem with when it's like completely shifting how that character basically would operate. But I don't really care either way because it's Fantastic Four. It's not going to be that good. All the last Fantastic Fours have been kind of shitty.
Silver Surfer is not like, let's keep it a buck. It's not like. Like, why are people even upset? Because it's not like the go to. Like, honestly, unless you like truly nerd out.
Silver Surfer is dope, nigga. That's always been a clean ass character, no matter what, bro. Remember the little cartoon show?
Just be surfing through the galaxy.
I don't know really what he be doing, but he clean.
Just letting Galactus know, hey, bro, you can have that planet over there. That's all Cuz be doing, bro. That's it. That nigga weak and corny.
To the point, though. How you about to do a Silver Surfer that's a woman? Is she about to have a bikini top on? Like, what are you doing?
This is
fucking PG-13. What are we doing here?
A cloak?
I don't know, but to me, I think that's checkmate. All right, never mind. So, what's going on?
The fact that they didn't even know what you were talking about.
I'm gonna keep shooting. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at my bad jokes.
I was like, what?
I think she'll smoke this joint.
If you had like made a point and then said checkmate, it's like, okay, but it's like you just checkmate.
Hey, don't tell me how my dad jokes work.
What I'm trying to
Don't tell me how my dad jokes work. Let me flow it. Let me flow it so I'll play. Hey man, it is what it is. Has there been any release on one, who's directing this, and two, any other cast?
No other castings have been said, and I didn't look to see who's directing it. It was just like, yo, this major casting news. Because you know, Old Boy was everyone's.
I thought Steven Yeun was in it, or Yoon.
No, Steven Yeun is playing the Century. This is their version of Superman. But you know, I was voting for Old Boy from The Office. What's his name, Uzi? I can't think of his name right now. John Krasinski.
Yeah,
I was on for John Krasinski as which is fantastic. But Pedro Pascal
killed him in the other.
That doesn't
one
matter.
They killed him. Awful.
That doesn't matter.
I mean, here's the thing. Once I saw him get turned into spaghetti, I'm never taking him seriously as a character again. Like, she turned him into spaghetti.
That whole movie is a joke. That doesn't matter. Does this make you guys want to see the movie more now that Pedro Pascal and
don't hate on my nigga like that, dog.
I love him. He's stealing all these white people's roles. Good for him.
Go ahead, bro. Yeah, good. Thank you.
Good for him. You know?
Hey, y'all over here complaining about pandering. I like pandering.
You like pandering? I'm gonna take my pandering. You like Little Mermaid?
Salute.
Get my damn roles, nigga. Get my reparations. Fuck you, dog.
What didn't you like about Little Mermaid? Hold on. What's your beef, dog?
It's a live action Little Mermaid that I didn't ask for. I don't care to see the Little Mermaid.
But the streets asked for it. I'm the streets. It was needed. Loved it.
Was it needed?
Part of your world. That nigga's
a hater. Now
sing the Awkwafina song. Sing that now. Sing that one.
We're not going to talk about Awkwafina like that. That's
Yeah.
She's beautiful. Is that song? The seagull song? You remember her song.
I'm subtle.
She did a Jamaican song or something?
it was some rando ass song that nobody asked for. I will admit, I see what Uzi did there.
Like not
the
good.
That nigga seen
Marvel. It was pretty bad.
That's my.
I mean, broader topic: are superhero movies? I feel like they're done. Like, I don't care about any of the Marvel shit coming out.
Is this coming for 2024?
Yeah, they're taking like a,
or there's only one movie for the MCU.
There's one coming out next year. It's Deadpool. Deadpool's the only thing coming out by Marvel next year.
And that's MCU related?
Yeah, because now Disney bought Fox. So now that's technically Disney Marvel. Yeah.
So, I feel like Hugh Jackman made it
like independently of Disney, but.
For Hugh Jack coming back to I was like, how y'all feel about Hugh Jack coming back to do that?
Yeah, he's in it.
Look at Roy. Happy.
We talked about this a couple episodes ago, but it's, you know, break glass, you know what I'm saying? Like, these, they are desperate, so they're going to top dogs to try and say this shit. So, like Uzi said, I don't think anybody really cares about these superhero movies anymore. A lot of these shits are just linked to each other, so that's kind of why you have to still pay attention. Like Loki season 2, you had to go watch that if you watched Loki. But right now, like old girl from Ms. Marvel's even said, you gotta make people care about these characters more. So right now, I don't give a shit about these characters, but one way to make me care about the characters is get these high profile actors to do the roles. So they just need to not
after killing your character off though. That's the big thing about it. After killing niggas off and shit. Logan.
Who died?
Wolverine.
Nigga, that was Wolverine. Like, he was old.
Yeah, I'm sure that's like later.
What's going on?
No, but I'm pretty sure their excuse is going to be some alternate timeline shit. That's what they're doing right now. It's all this multiverse thing. Like, it's going to, there, he's going to do that. Because wasn't he got the time traveling thing at the end of Deadpool 2. So I think he can time travel. I think.
It's like, would they know each other before he died?
Technically,
it doesn't matter.
They would have known each other before he died.
They're going to break the fourth wall, anyways. It's just like, he's going to be like, oh, technically, we met in this movie. It's going to be like, all right.
All right, guys. Let me explain it.
That's the only thing I'm looking forward to is that movie.
To Roy's point about like hiring these like big name actors, that doesn't always save anything. Like, look what The Rock did to DC.
The Rock don't count. We talking about good
actors. That's the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
Oh, big name good actors.
Big name good actors. Okay.
Oh shit!
I want to be
John David Washington. The Black. No, we don't want any pandering.
Fantastic Four.
Yeah, no more pandering.
Johnny Storm.
No more pandering.
Can't beat Johnny Storm. Can't be Johnny Storm. Yeah.
Because you make one of them black, you gotta make either the dad black, you gotta make the or the mom black, or something.
The sister
still gotta be white somehow.
Have any of you ever seen, would it be odd to want to see your Marvel hero say nigga on TV or no, or in a movie?
Yeah, just wait for
Blade. Alone on that. That's what I'm like.
Captain America say that shit.
Yeah, now,
like, nigga, you don't see this shit. Like, I don't know. I said, y'all wouldn't like to see y'all heroes say nigga.
I was gonna put all the nigga characters in the Blade movie because, you know, it's rated R. You know, get your shit off for one movie.
I want some realism in my Marvel movies. You know, I'll take.
You
some,
know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'll take that
realistic dialogue. Jordan,
Get Out, Jordan Peele Marvel movie? A Get Out / Avenger movie would be crazy.
That's funny.
That would be great. Oh man, I don't know. I guess I'll run with this next topic. Matt, what's this white boy's name? Matt Rife. Yeah, I guess.
Matt Rife. I mean, I guess because we said I would, because I can set it up, I guess. Because have you seen? Yeah. So Matt Rife, if you don't know, if you haven't seen any of his TikTok clips, because he's really big on TikTok, he's a stand-up comedian. He got pretty famous on TikTok for doing a lot of crowd work bits, and apparently girls love him because he's a pretty looking white boy. And so he's gotten like he is, and he apparently like has gotten like a lot more attention because of that, primarily because of like girls going to his shows who don't even really like stand-up comedy, but they like him. So he got really big, and now he's gotten all the way to getting his own Netflix special recently came out. And apparently all of his fans who loved him, who didn't really know anything about him besides the TikTok stuff, saw the Netflix special, and apparently 3 minutes into it, he tells a DV joke, and now a good portion of his fan base no longer fucks with him at all, and like thinks he's basically are trying to cancel him, and he's like speed running that shit. It's crazy how fast this turnaround is. But for the people who don't know, who haven't seen the special, basically the joke is about domestic, DV on a woman not knowing how to cook. So that's the general gist of the joke. So yeah, people weren't fucking with that, and so now Matt Rife is getting canceled, and it's great again. It's basically in the course of like 2 days. Like his special just dropped.
Let me ask more context. He then responded to, you know, this drama. Was it last week or whatever?
He did an apology on Instagram.
Yeah. Apology on Instagram. He said, if anybody cares, here's my apology. And then you click the link in on the Instagram story post, and it takes you to a page for special needs helmets. y'all not supposed to laugh at that.
No, I know.
This joke didn't. Dark humor. This joke didn't, obviously didn't land well. As you know, if your base was expecting certain things, it, you know, other people didn't like it, whatever. So that joke didn't land well with his current base, or, you know, the same people that are upset with him. But because of the controversy and the drama, you know, a brand new fan base has risen up. You know, they want to support their new white king.
From the ashes.
He's getting the Louis C.K. fans now and shit. Yeah.
Not even
Louis C.K. Oh, shit. Yo, H-Cloud, don't say Louis C.K.
He's not wrong. You know, we all knew what comedy we grew up on. You know what I'm saying? So, basically, a lot of those people are now trying to, you know, that's their new savior. So they're supporting him, and you'll see them on any Matt Rife post. Oh, also, he was on a Tana Mongeau podcast this past week, you know, trying to clean up some of this image shit. And she was asking, why do you think you're getting all this hate right now? And he's like, you know what? I think I'm getting this hate because, honestly, I think it stems from a place of jealousy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tana responded with,
yeah, huh?
Oh, so do you think people were jealous of Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
I watched some of the clip and I was like, yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
All publicity is good publicity. So like, yeah, technically speaking, he's perfectly fine. Like I said, he's getting a whole new base from this anyways. I do want to say shout out to the surgeon. He did fantastic work. This man looks. I'm looking at a picture of him from 2016, and I know we all go through, you know, puberty late sometimes, but Jesus Christ, this man grew a jawline.
I didn't realize
it's insane.
I didn't realize that's you could buy a jawline like that. That's
I know. I shot it down with love first. I gave him love first, so it's fine.
No, nah, you can still see through that and see that hate. That's big hate. If y'all were ladies, would y'all flock to him? Honest answer. Yeah.
He's a handsome man, dog. The man, the veneers look good. Yeah. I said the jaw. You said this man got a fucking Ben Affleck jawline. Did y'all see his fucking? He's pretty charismatic. Even his surgeon cooked his ass on TikTok.
What?
Have you seen? Have you?
It's not the surgeon coming out the hut,
bro. The surgeon. So he was like, when you find out the client that you gave the perfect jawline to is getting canceled, and like Matt Rife like commented underneath, like, by the way, you know, talking about medical history is against the law or some bullshit.
Like, HIPAA.
It's just
that is true. It's just a joke. Nah, he could bag that nigga.
I mean, that's a bag right there. It's big enough. He's not going to be able to sue him. Yeah,
to look like. Fucking, I mean, Brad Pitt out this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
But here's the thing:
it's not we're in.
Huh? So that now you're talking. Kids, right?
Yeah, hey. Mr. BBL, fan of BBLs. I know what you got at. I saw what you did right there.
Don't talk about my wink, goddess. Yeah, wink. Of course. Yeah,
wink, wink. Yeah, I know. Yeah, wink, 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 wink. Yeah. Say no more.
Season.
Oh shit, man. I mean, has anybody seen this? I mean, rating wise, like. I mean, I don't want to bash like the cancelization, but how is this like Netflix special? Did anybody like watch it or any good news on it? Like, is it a vibe? I don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen this white boy yet since Wilding Out.
I'm like, oh,
I think the thing about it. So I watch a lot of stand up. I've seen a couple of clips of his TikTok shit, the shit with like crowd work and stuff.
You look like you keep up with him, pretty boy.
Listen, I'm pretty. He's pretty. We're two different pretty guys. We're not. We don't have a club.
Define you're pretty.
But look,
pretty bitch.
My hair flows.
Oh shit.
But no, like I've seen a couple of his like crowd work shit. It is that. It's literally like the one I remember is he's talking about some like old white lady in the front with big titties, like that's like he totally plays into his crowd,
bro.
Or whatever. that's the only thing he can really do. I just watched that first 3 minutes where it included that joke. Yeah, it's all of his shit is hacky, stereotypical, like bullshit. It's not my brand of comedy. I like fucking racist Bill Burr, shit. I know, probably, like some Schultzy shit, whatever. Yeah, here's my thing. I was gonna say, it's not surprising to me that this happened because, like, over the past like 5-10 years, how many girls who are just like who tried to be Instagram models failed and then became Instagram model comedians? Like, that's a thing where you just have some really hot chick who just like didn't make it as an Instagram model, and so now she's like doing skits.
What you say?
Like, it's not that shocking that it switched.
Women aren't funny. It's like, no, let me stop.
I'll say this. That was the other problem. It wasn't a great idea that his like biggest portion of his like the demographic of his fan base was like uptight white girls. Probably the like
oh no 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 I want to say uptight white humor,
probably the worst. Like the ones who will like say shit. Oh no at no no! Comedy his, show to his, say his
it's black women. A lot of it's black women. So
it's a black platform. Like, we put emphasis on this, bro. Like, he was on Wild and Out for seasons.
No, no, I'm saying this, man. My thing is, like, there's a thing. What a lot of people are getting like confused about this is you're thinking about. Yeah, it's a demographic, but it's the thing is, like, you're feeding your base, right? You know your base, your demographic is 60-40 women or whatever the fuck. You know that I got 20 to 40 of these women. 20 to 40 in this demographic of women. Like, my stand-up, like me for whatever reason. You gonna ride that to a certain point, and then once you get that Netflix special, all right, now I'm gonna flip on you. I'm gonna drop this Vesk violence joke in the beginning of the special, so you know exactly who I really am. You know what I'm saying? That's really where a lot of people's strife comes from, is the fact that it almost feels like you used us. You used us, and now that you're at this point, now you could, like I said, you could just get all these people pissed off. And then build a brand new base from that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, from the ashes, because this canceling shit don't really work like that.
Did he say? Yeah, I don't think he's that calculated. I don't think that was that calculated.
No, I'm not saying it was calculated. I'm saying that's how they feel. Like you go on Twitter, that's how they feel.
I can understand how that's how they feel. But I think he was just because I don't think he wants to lose that. I think
if he didn't want to lose that, he wouldn't drop the apology form with special needs helmets in. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't give a fuck. That's the thing. He just doesn't care. Like, to him, he doesn't really need y'all like that. You know what I'm saying?
It's either that or he might be thinking about it from the perspective of like, okay, what if that's like, maybe that's actually, in terms of my fan, maybe those aren't actually as big of a portion of my fan base. Maybe that's like a smaller minority of people who saw it on Netflix, like who hadn't seen any of my other shit. Maybe that's why. That could be it in terms of like.
You know your base though, bro. Like your agent, your manager, they got your stats for you.
That's why, again, like I thought like it was all the videos on I've seen on like Twitter or whatever are a bunch of white girls who are like, I thought he wasn't. He looks like a douchebag. Like it was like, it was already a bunch of white girls who looked like they would be mad at a concert or at a comedy show anyway. Like
I get what you mean by that. They're the comedy Karens. From what I've seen though, there was a lot of black women. It's the same thing with the Travis Kelce shit from a way smaller degree. Dip their toe into the culture, and then when it's time they don't need us anymore and dip out. Like, and yeah, we see it all the time because I guess you can do that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas are waiting for Jack Harlow to do it. It might come eventually. You know what I'm saying? Then we'll flip on him. What do they say? Prayers for everybody involved.
Nah, yo, we're not doing that. All right, stop it.
Good God, good God. All right, now we're switching up to music. I'm lean. Pass me the rock. Pass me the rock. Somebody pass me the rock. There we go. All right. So I'm not the only one bet. You better clip this nigga too for that one too, by the way. man. Speaking of rock, things are getting mad rocky. You know, if you were, you know, an avid fan like myself, you know, sometimes on VH1 back in the day, you know, you might have, you know, surfed and, you know, channel surfed and say, oh, T.I. and Tiny, a family hustle word. And, you know, you just grew to, you know, love T.I. and his family doing, you know, rambunctious, crazy things from time to time. Like, ooh, this dope. Well, kids are all grown. And apparently one of their youngest felt a little froggy this weekend. Oddly enough, at the probably one of the worst places to do it, the Atlanta Falcons suite. King got the perping on mom and dad. I don't know why he recorded this for IG, but it was recorded IG live, or it was, you know, he went live as he's barking down, pretty much telling them, "Hey man, I'm from the streets. Like, you know, I'm not from no handout baby. I'm from the street. You know what I mean? I was down with grandma," which I did listen to a song, Grandma Boy. That's actually not that bad. But you know, he barking down on my dukes and pops, letting them know where he's from. You know, you can hear Tiny in it back, like, calm down. And then, you know, things got a little escalated. You know, you hear his country ass dad, "Hey boy, who you there talking to?" And then, you know, you see a little scuffle happen, and then, you know, the stream died. Is Cuz wildin'? Have you guys ever barked down on your parents like that? Has it ever gotten that real to let them know, "Hey man, I'm from the streets"? Because actually, my fault. Let me add context too. T.I. did let him know and kept yelling, "You are Silver Spoon." So yeah, T.I. is Spoon. Yelling, "Yeah, you a handout baby. Like, stop it, dog. Like, you know, you didn't have to do all that. All this, what you doing ain't needed." But apparently King felt like it was. Whose side y'all on this?
Sorry.
The King of the South?
None of us are from the streets, so, you know, we're all kings over here.
SB Silver raised Spoon. Me, so watch your mouth.
Sir.
Hey, watch Sir. Your mouth. Don't say that Sir. Shit to me that quick.
how about this, though? For those of us that, like, so we're not from the streets, right? But we got family ties from, you know, the other side, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Got the hood, projects, you know, all that shit. So I get what stems from this argument of being like, because if you've been, you know, when you come back down home to go see your cousins that are living like that, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas are going to cook the shit out of you, talking about, you know, suburban kid,
fancy,
all that other bullshit. So
you think you better. Hey, real quick.
Absolutely.
Don't do that. Hey, real quick. Whose side, which family side is the hood side? Mom or dad? Mom?
Both.
Southeast DC.
Oh shit, Southie. Oh, salute. Oh shit. All right, never mind. But keep
so
cooking.
Like, I get what he's saying, though. Like, let me say it like this. You know, it's a weird thing to be embarrassed of where you come from, but like, we've all seen that, right? Like we said, you go home, people cook you for having, you know, tight jeans and your shirt fitting too well or whatever back in the early 2010s.
Clean apparel.
No holes in your socks.
Whatever. Yeah. No holes in your socks. The fact that your parents, you pulling up, you know, brand new whip or something, got Christmas gifts, you know, all the normal shit.
Trucks.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All that stuff. So I get where he's coming from in terms of, like, he doesn't want to we've seen this before, basically. Like, he wants to say that he's from the hood or whatever. Like he said, back when, you know, I stayed at grandma's house, you know, I was in the bando. I was getting work, because it's possible, if you weren't at my house, it's possible for you to do all that dumb shit at your grandma's house. You know what I'm saying? And he just kind of wants to be a part of that culture. And he wants to, it's dumb as fuck to want to be a part of that culture, but we done seen it so many times, bro. Like, I'm not surprised.
But all right, now to shoot him some bail, right, because I did see that there was some people like saying that allegedly, yes, that he, I guess apparently from what they're saying, allegedly, is that I guess the kids must have been somewhere else while the show, before pre-pro and shit like that. And then I guess they would only, allegedly, they called him. But they got the kids together whenever they were shooting type shit. And I guess whenever they got done filming, it's like, all right, yo, you go back to grandma's house type shit. Apparently, that's what they're saying. I don't know.
That's rough. And I mean, but yeah, them boys were living some wild life. We can't forget that T.I. and Tiny had a lot of shit going on in 2000. A lot of,
yeah,
a whole lot. But then we got these cases. Right, we got some stuff, bro. They were busy. They were busy.
Hey. Taking care of his kids.
I see what you're saying, but don't belittle my life experience. Don't belittle my life experience. And I get it.
How old is he?
That's actually a good question.
Probably like 20.
Well, he's 20.
I'll probably say early 20. Yeah, I haven't heard that one in a while. I used to hear that all the time. Actually, like, that's huge.
King
like,
is 18. You know, man,
now we
he's
18. Like 18.
Kid is 18, bro.
He little arguing like nonsense. That, like, that's some 15, 16, you know, year old type shit. Man. But let him get out the house and live in the bando for real. Outside of grandma's house. Just, let's see if he likes it then, you know, because I know how damn well.
That's how fine.
I ain't that. Living where grandma lives, son. Fuck that.
Let's go, bro.
And let like, him fuck around and find
like,
out.
Like, about right
in
now,
defense,
like,
the source wasn't popping like that long. Like, not to be a dick, we're not going to make it seem like the source was just like.
No, it was like, source.
No, it was source. Because they should do the microphone rating shit that sounded there, which I'm like I said, don't get it wrong. The source was it at one point in time, but like, not to be a dick, like, I'm not going to sit here and, like, you know, like, it kind of died out, like, over the years type shit. Like, nigga, stop checking in on the source.
Even still, like, he owned that, bro. Like, he had big art and the freaking in, like,
so you're saying, like,
decent amount of money. Even like, if, and they're saying, like,
yeah, even if it didn't go well, it shouldn't have been to the point where she would go homeless, basically.
Right.
He was like, on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Okay.
Like, I'm not trying to be a dick.
Let's get back to the, I'm not trying to be a dick. Let's get back to the argument. But let's get back to the crux of the argument, though, right? Like, the idea is that because your parent is rich and successful, there's no way that their children should ever be at the point where they're saying that I ain't get it like y'all think I got it. My life was actually worse than you think I got it. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I was out here doing crazy ass shit because these niggas weren't actually as supportive as y'all might think they are, and they'd be low-key faking or, like, just doing it for the gram, just doing it, like Merle said, just doing it for fucking reality TV. Like, that's why I'm saying you can't belittle my life experience because we technically don't know. Well, wait, you know what I'm saying? We're assuming.
All right, but I get that.
But the problem, the thing is when the siblings come in and defend the other kid, that's when it's like, all right, hold up. Maybe there's some validity. I don't
hold
know.
Hold up. Somebody came to his defense?
They're children.
They're children.
He's 18 years old, bro.
That's a child. He's 18, but like, it's 18 a year away from 17.
What are you saying,
like,
bro? You say fucking...
No, I mean, you're trying to make logical sense to a child, and it's just like, it's not clicking right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
His brain is not fully developed. He's not 25 yet.
Like, here's the thing. Like, this isn't that...
All right.
So like, I guess I'll agree with the son
because
teenagers yelling at their parents is not like a new thing. The fact that it's on Instagram Live from like that's kind of new, but like teenagers have been yelling at their parents forever, so it's not that crazy. Doing it in public and doing it on Instagram Live, that's kind of, yeah, it's a little much.
Yeah,
I mean, him saying he didn't grow up with a silver spoon. Like, stop
they
the cat.
They posted a
bro.
Picture with this man with a silver spoon and
yeah, like, stop the cat, bro. Like, what are we really, like, sitting here and defending
that's
right
great.
Now? Like, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, truth be told, he could be, I hate to be that guy. There are some celebrities out there that's like, hey, nah, nigga, this my money. Like, I ain't got to necessarily do the most and extra. I hate to be that dickhead. Jackie Chan's actually a prime example of that. Jackie said he ain't leaving his kids shit. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, but his kids aren't necessarily poor either. That's different.
Shaq said his kids got work for it. You know what I mean?
Of course. But to Rich's point,
what's his name get like a Lamborghini on his birthday? What are you talking about right now?
Yeah, bro. Like, who? That's not the same.
I don't know. But
who got Lamborghini?
I think it's his Sharif, the one that plays for like LSU or some other school. I forget. But, like, he got like a Lamborghini for his 17th birthday or 18th birthday. Like, I'm pretty sure Shaq take care of his kids.
Of course he does.
Shaq's buying people random MacBooks in the mall. Like, he's taking care of his kids.
Roy, you said that the siblings were saying King was right. What were they saying?
I could have swore. I think Marlon even said it. I had to double check. But I know for sure with the Quayla Ray situation.
I like how you wrote me in that.
She definitely had siblings. I'm pretty sure I saw it.
The one thing I did see that actually, the one thing that was hilarious from this whole thing, the aftermath pretty much, is I like how everybody was just like, all right, so this is what King's on, but this is what the other two or the other kids are on. And I didn't even know that this nigga Damani was, he's on his J. Cole vibe. Like, he's got some decent music out that joint. I forgot what the other nigga's name is, but this nigga over here doing, Paul, I think he's going by like Country Red.
Yeah,
the nigga
like
that's doing country.
Yeah,
they
both been going viral. Yeah, it's like T.I. got three. Somebody's like T.I. sons. All of them, they come from a multiverse.
That's a fact. I died laughing off that.
country verse version, the J. Cole version, whatever King is. So.
Pause. Damani gonna run the game when J. Cole retire? I said, Damani gonna run the joint, bro.
His music is not that. He's not that. His music is not that good.
But it's cool, bro. Don't do that.
Formula of just of doing the same. I'm gonna do a different video with the same song over and over again. Like I'm.
That's hate. Wow, that's crazy. Why you do that?
The same song. What did he say?
You know if.
He said something about you the, didn't
line,
like the way
the
I hit
line.
You up.
I yeah. didn't mean to offend you, type joint. Yeah, I know what you. Yeah, yeah. See, yeah. Don't hate, but you like it though. Stop that. You like that joint. But nigga, do you know
word.
You know what he's up against though, nigga? He's up against Dope Man. His daddy made Dope Man. You know how struggle that is, man. Come on, man.
Bro, sometimes you can't beat the original. It is what it is. I think that's one thing about being a dad. These dudes would be like, hey, y'all be all right, but you ain't going to be me. Like,
I ain't going to hold you. That's a fact. That is a fact. None of them niggas making paper route. Nothing like that. Close to that.
Nah. Nigga, this man, King of the South. Who are y'all talking to? Oh, this yeah. One of his siblings, I forgot. My girl said, yeah, one of his siblings called T.I. Tip. He was like, yeah, Tip wasn't even there like that. I was like, yeah, you know it's crazy
I'd
when you
be
call
dead
your dad.
If shit. My fucking child just call me dad and calls me like by a different son, I'm knocking that child
nigga,
out.
Call
fuck
you
that.
Your fucking your street name, bro. Called you D. Your dad calling you, your son calling you D. What up, D?
Son, uppercut.
Uppercut. Actually, no, that's a topic. So y'all don't call y'all parents by their first names?
Well, I'm joking with them, yeah, but I'm like that.
I do, yeah. Sometimes I'm joking like
but
that.
Not like on the serious okay. shit. Like, that's crazy.
Okay.
Nah. I don't joke on that. We be cooking each other, man. I don't call them.
Yeah.
I'm not call my dad Roy.
I feel like you're talking to yourself on that one.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
Well, like I said, prayers, I guess, to this whole situation. Which yeah. I mean, I don't know if
prayers, everyone.
I just literally saw like, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just saw a clip of these niggas doing an interview together. They're doing an interview together on fucking Complex, where you know everything's all pieced up and good.
You know, everything seemed phony. That shit probably was recorded like 3 weeks ago, but best believe we're going to drop it right now.
Oh, shit.
That was what I was going to say. I was like, what if, like, this could be, like, all to, like, help his internet persona of, like, this is who I am, like, doing it for, you know, because he knows it's going to go viral.
He's going to drop a song in 3 days, and oh my God.
Fuck my God.
No, for real.
I'm not going to hold you. I'll check it out, too. I actually was about to look like on the slide and be like, this nigga got music out? I don't know. But,
Oh yeah. But he should not be fighting his parents, so I'm not with that. Don't be putting
Especially
your mom. Yeah, your mom's fuck out of here. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I could never do that. I'm rocking you. It ain't gonna be no chokehold.
Do y'all like choke him out at the end of the video?
Yeah.
They put him in a full Nelson.
Nice.
Put him in the Boston Crab. It's like, nigga, what? To your mother, son? Which yeah, I mean, rightfully so. No nigga, yeah, don't like, I remember when my mom hit me, you gotta, like, laugh it off. But you gotta, like, not laugh it off, like, in front of her face, but, like, mentally, be just like, you know.
You ever weave your mom's is, hit? Like,
yes.
You ever weave once, like this?
And that nigga got mad. For some reason, this nigga hit Super Saiyan. And, like, when I, yeah, or, like, you tough? Like, nigga, what? I can't just sit here. But you whip my tough? Ass.
I don't think I've ever weaved, but I've dodged objects.
Yeah, just
oh that. Shit, like, my dude's throwing shit at you.
You can't grab them anymore. You just gotta throw shit at them. Like, dodge this bitch.
Oh shit! All right, what's going on? Oh shit! Y'all got any other good topics y'all want to talk about? Anything else going on?
Merry Christmas.
No. Well, I mean. You know, it's what's your you know, before we get to that, you know, under the bridge, it's almost Christmas time. What's the first movie y'all watching once it hits December? Christmas vibes, talk to me. What's your go to? Let me hear it.
Go to?
The Grinch. Is that it? Got it.
I like the save the Grinch.
It's always gonna be a staple.
I like to save the Grinch, but I usually like to start off with
when
like
it's closer to Christmas.
Yeah. I watch it like the
You're
week
such a
of.
Dweeb.
I start off slow. I watch Christmas episodes of different shows. Like, you know, That's a Raven got one.
Mm.
I start off slow and then watch the movies. Like, I'm about to watch
I want to get everybody else's opinion, but I have a topic about Elf that I want to address. But whatever, anybody know? No, that's it. Anybody else in the festival?
Elf's topic is.
I would love to hear.
Elf's topic.
Topic
is crazy.
Yeah, I would love to
what,
hear.
What Elf's topic?
I'm gonna say me personally, none. I don't read. Watching no Christmas movies.
Son, give this devil heathen the fuck out of here.
I'm
saving everything.
That's what y'all should be worried
about. I'm saving everything for the kid. Well, I'm not doing, I'm saving everything because I'm going to be exhausted and I'm going to be tired of all this bullshit. No, I watched plenty of Christmas movies growing up, but me watching my house for myself, nah, save all that shit. You're going to watch it like 30 times.
That was a nice cop out.
You don't like to be happy?
Yeah, I'm going
to
put that on the young
kid. I've been saying that a lot.
Home Alone 2
is fire.
Y'all can say Home Alone 2.
Lost in New York.
Don't put your Christmas bash on the young guy too, by the way. Nah, yeah, I'm waiting for the kid to get here. Like, don't do that. Don't be too cool. Stop that shit, nigga. Don't do that shit.
Have y'all seen the National Lampoon or whatever that shit's called? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh, the Chevy Chase one?
That shit is funny as hell, bro. That shit's pretty funny.
I like the Las Vegas one. That one's big.
I don't think I've seen that one, but
I put a dollar in, I got a car. I put a dollar in, I got a car.
What's the Christmas movie that y'all watch? That's not a Christmas movie.
Friday after not a Christmas movie.
Like Harry Potter. Like people watch Harry Potter for Halloween and for
Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Friday after next.
True. Step Brothers.
I was gonna say Step Brothers.
God damn. True. Gotta love when a nigga sleepwalking and fucking spaz off with the presents and shit like that. No, don't wake him. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Let me get back to my Elf thing. Yeah, I think that's possibly Will Ferrell's worst movie.
Are you retarded? Oh, no, you that's that was yo, it's crazy.
You could have just ended the podcast.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
That was
top. I think that's possibly
dumbest thing you've ever said, son.
Top, you got a movie.
I'm saying, I'm sorry. Hard.
You could have said that.
Son, top you three. Said,
no, nigga. First of all, look, stop. My man's was in the fucking cell. He's in the booth on the phone while Shorty's working to him. Stop it. Stop it right now. No, we're not doing
it. I'm going to say this. Will Ferrell was a 2000s legend. Legend. Yeah. He had such a high bar. Hard is good enough to be right here. But Elf... This is definitely like right here. Like, there's
that's crazy. I told you it was a hot take.
And Jon Favreau did Elson, and Jon Favreau is the god. All right,
here we go. Here we go.
Jon Favreau don't miss.
Does not miss.
Yeah, he should have. We needed him for Iron Man 3.
That's a bad take.
And so, is your only reason you're saying that it's bad is that it's in the scene? Like, that's it? That's your only reasoning?
I mean, isn't just not honestly, as funny? Be, like, it's just not as funny. Like, I'm putting kicking and screaming over that joint.
Bro,
I'm sorry. Okay. Mike Ditka joint.
Yeah.
Okay. Old school. Okay. One.
Old school. Yeah.
Like,
but,
that's fine.
But it's still like.
Oh no!
It's such a different vibe. It's a Christmas movie.
Fam, it's not it.
Body.
I need grown man acting.
Cool. You mean to cut this take out?
I can say I'm by myself.
Anchorman?
No.
Yeah, saving the time, bro.
Anchorman's heat.
Alladega
Anchorman
Nights?
1 and 2. You're fire. You're naming Alladega all fire. Nights. And once again, Elf, after naming everything, Elf is real life to the last one. I'm just saying.
And then, get hard.
Because he had like a movie about like being a politician with Zach Galifianakis that was terrible. Like, that's it's better than that.
He had a bad, his 2010 run has been bad. That's why he disappeared.
Yeah,
the campaign is funny as fuck. I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah,
campaign,
my man banged out the wife and reported that joint. No, we're not doing that. Stop that, bro. Banged out the dude's wife. You should vote for me with that country ass voice and shit. Stop that, Joe. Nah,
again,
we're not
it's
doing
a Christmas
that.
Movie, so it's like a different standard.
3 stars. Nigga, I ain't never even heard of this shit. No,
we can keep this taking. By the way, I'm fine with that. You never seen campaign?
Oh,
God. I'm done
under
with
the bridge. Let's go.
Yeah, under the bridge. What y'all got?
Move
y'all
on. We're
moving under the bridge. Elf sucks, nigga. How about that? Yeah, Elf sucks, nigga. So we can talk about sear and steak. Elf suck, nigga. How about that?
Son, you mad, but like, son.
Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Uzi, let him know. Reverse searing your steak. Let him know.
You didn't like the part where... what's his name? Tyrion Lannister, like, got up on the table and ran at Will Ferrell and tackled him. You didn't like that? That wasn't funny?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No.
Cool.
No.
Just keep digging that hole for Elf, by the way. But
acting like he wasn't fucking 13 when he watched the movie. Nigga is crazy. Acting like he was a movie critic.
Right?
No, nigga, you love that shit.
I don't need a grown ass man losing his mind over maple syrup. Y'all get this bullshit up out of here. So no, it's like I said, bro. This is bottom scale for me. But what y'all got for y'all under the bridge, man? Talk to me. What do we not know about? What do we need to know about? Actually, you know what? I'll go first. Oh. Because this gentleman, yeah, I'm being selfish. Fuck you. This gentleman went viral recently. Somebody had an iPod Nano at his show.
I saw that.
And he was like, yo, is that a fucking iPod? and I actually been listening to that song he was actually singing for like a minute now, Tylenol. Wolf Ace Joey. Like I said, song Tylenol, pretty fire. Apparently, Tariq is his man's from Power. He goes by something 22. I forgot, but it's good music, man. Actually, that song alone made me want to check out a couple of his albums. He's got quite a bit. Actually, one of his best projects, or one of the one I dabbled in, I'm fucking with, besides that single, is 22 Joey. So okay. Wolf Ace Joey.
Wolf Face Joey with two Y's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is definitely on the new age shit because I ain't heard this
yet. Oh, no. I felt like this is one of those things where it's just like, damn, like I'm out of touch of music because I don't know who this nigga is. Like mm-hmm. that age, yeah, be like, you know, yeah, difference is crazy. Yeah.
So I don't know if I used this one yet, but Caribou, did I use that? I feel like I used her already.
Probably yeah, her. You did.
Mm-hmm. I did, right? Cause I was
just use it again today. Use it again. That's fine.
I'm last time I said her freestyle. This time I'm just gonna say her in general. Caribou, not the two. She had a freestyle. She's with Concrete Boys, which is Lil Yachty's new imprint. I'm just sorry. I gotta do it.
Got that work under the armpit. Going, stacking up a must.
Yeah, stacking up a must. And we definitely talked about this on the last. But I'm gonna give her another shout out because she dropped another song recently, and she's been going. She keeps going viral on Twitter, and the young kids love her. Like, you know what I'm saying? They have a whole different type of girl they fuck with now, bro. All they girls wear baggy ass shit and all that shit, but. You know, she aight. So shout out Caribou.
I like it. It's vintage. It's 90s. Let me get the aesthetic.
Yeah, let me see if I can get the song. Running Late. It just came out. Shout out to her.
Who's up next?
I can go. Little known show. Might have heard about it. A little show called Invincible.
I knew you were gonna say this.
Season 2 came out. This nigga.
Season 2 came out. And the first 4 episodes of season 2 are out, and now they're apparently taking a mid-season like break, and then it's coming. Invincible. Huh?
Invincible? What the fuck? I forgot about.
I was gonna say, keep a lookout because we're gonna do like a separate video, like actually going over season 2, like a spoiler one. So that's what I was gonna say.
Look at the promo.
Just a little preview. It's pretty good. But if you haven't checked out Invincible, watch the first full season if you haven't somehow, and then catch up on the new season because it's only 4 episodes and it's real good. And again, be on the lookout for that spoiler season 2 mid-season review video that we're going to have coming out.
So the Coroner?
Mine is a new show that's coming out next month called Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
Oh, God.
Coming out December 20th on Disney Plus.
Greek mythology.
How is it you're under the bridge if it's like you haven't seen
not
it
even out yet?
I know. I'm
glad somebody else calling him out.
I know it's gonna be fire.
Like, isn't this supposed to be like stuff that we recommend? Yeah, I'm recommending it. Good? Like, how do you know it's good?
Because I'm never wrong. That's how I know.
I sure hope it is fire, bro.
I hope it is too, because this nigga talking this shit.
Good Lord, be disappointed if it's not. If they got all these young ass actors and they fuck this shit up, that'd be crazy.
I'm gonna be heartbroken because Arthur was like, "Yeah, I put my foot in this shit, so go watch it." Because he be talking shit about like the movie they came out. He be cooking that shit, and it'd be so funny.
I like the first one.
Didn't you like the movie?
I liked it until I read the book, and I was like, oh, this is completely different. This is absolutely like, none of that shit makes sense whatsoever. Like, half of that shit didn't even happen in the book.
I read the manga.
There you go. Read the manga. So Percy Jackson.
Read the manga.
They also got a Black Annabeth, so support.
Oh,
is this going to be like the Avatar thing where it's just their every season is a different book?
Yeah, every season is a different book. And they can go up to 5 books.
How many books are there?
There's 5 books in the original series. There's a spinoff, and that's 5 books. There's another spinoff with the Egyptian gods, another spinoff with the Norse gods, and another spinoff. So we can...
Have you read all right,
settle down.
Absolutely.
Somebody's bricked up. Relax. We get it.
I can read, guys. I'm sorry you can't, you know.
Neptune. Who?
Neptune.
Aries.
That's a Roman in Aries. Greek.
Look at him. Nerds.
Do they have Kratos in those books?
No. Kratos is not in these
books. All right. We're not doing this. All right.
Kratos.
So, that's it for the pod, man. Thanks for reviewing. Thanks for sitting around. Let's throw a round of applause, gentlemen. Thank you. Please like, comment, subscribe, check us out, YouTube, Twitter. See, at least Ooze. Thank you, Ooze. Thank you, sir. Like I said, please check us out. YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Please rate, comment, subscribe, share. Tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your ex that, you know, now the holiday is coming up. You just say, yo, I remember those times together. We just sit around the fire and just reminisce, you know. It might work. It might not. We'll see. All right, y'all. Peace.